Boy Talk. Girls run the world. It's time for the broadcast. Welcome to another edition of the broadcast. Ooh. I'm Vicky B. We got Sarah.
Oh, hey.
And of course, this is your highness herself, Destiny.
Woo-hoo. Hello, my darlings.
Happy Friday.
TGIF. Thank God I'm fabulous.
And congratulations.
Thank you.
On surviving another year, because it is now Pain in the Grass, the day before Pain in the Grass.
Pain is tomorrow, people.
And you know, we're going to actually just cut up one of your shirts, and we will be posting a picture, Miss Destiny.
Yes, yes, yes. I always hate the fact that we have to, like, you make our stuff super cute, because they just give you this whole tint for a shirt. So
it's just like big old shirt. So we gotta, you know,
Vicky
adjust
spiced
it
up a little bit.
Miss Vicky made it super cute, super cute.
So you can see Sarah rocking it, looking sexy and fabulous tomorrow at Pain in the Grass.
Yes, you guys should go.
And we will be posting that on our social media pages. Which, by the way, Miss Destiny.
Yes, my loves, you can reach us on Facebook at The Broad Dash Cast. Instagram and Twitter is the same. At the broadcast 999, email us at the broadcast 999@gmail.com, or call or text us at 253-778-6029. Hit us up, my loves.
Yeah.
Alrighty. So I do have a couple of things I would like to chat about, but anything new going on with you ladies?
The universe just tested the F out of me this week.
Well, how so? What's been going on, girl?
One of those.
Oh, my. Okay, I'm just going to vent. Fine. So, Monday. So, this weekend, I went to go see Tool at the Gorge.
Oh, yeah. So, how was that? Fun.
And it changed my freaking life. Like, I am convinced, like, it's some magical portal or some stuff at the freaking Gorge.
The Gorge is...
It's amazing.
Phenomenal.
And plus the Tool is already trippy, you know, AF. So that was that. And my friend went, and I was so excited to take him because he for real is like a Tool fan. He has been for years and years and years and was never able to see him. So he's tripping balls, just excited to be there.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm happy that he's happy. Anyway, long story short, I forgot that I switched shifts at work. So Monday, somebody texted me like, oh, you're supposed to be at work. I was like, no. They're like, yeah, since we're here. I'm like, I'm like downtown with my Starbucks thinking, you know, like, oh yeah, I got a handle on life. No, so late to work. And so late to work. And all the department heads are like in the meeting. So they see me just like, you know, distraught. So I'm just like, oh my God, F. And so Tuesday I had all these plans. I had something like a for real, like audition for something that was really, really important to me.
Yeah.
And every single thing just went to heck. I couldn't get a rental car. The thing that I baked fell to the ground. My phone died. Like, I'm about to cry just thinking about it. You know what I mean? Like, just the worst freaking day in my freaking life.
Did you make it to the audition?
No. Never made it. Couldn't make it. Nothing. Yeah. It killed me. Like, it killed me so bad that, like, I didn't talk to anybody for, like, all Wednesday. And so, what happened? Something happened yesterday. Oh, I got a... I had a macaroon order. And so, I made them pretty. All that jazz. They went tumbling down the GD stairs. I swear, like, the universe is just specifically effing with me this week. They were tumbling down the stairs. And so I rushed to, La Panier, downstairs. So down at Pike Place, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The bakery down there, just to make sure I had my order. So I bought, you know, all new macaroons just to make sure I had the order. I delivered the thing, and she's like, oh, no, it's for tomorrow, not for today. And... Yeah, exactly.
And so what'd you do with the macaroons?
Oh, well, she was just like, thank you so much. She felt bad because I started crying.
Oh, Destiny!
Dude, like, I started crying. Like, that was my peak. Like, that was my peak. Like, somebody's just like, oh, I don't know how you're holding it together. I was like, yeah, I don't know how I either. That did it.
The macaroons.
The macaroons. A true baker has cried over French macaroons before, and like, yeah, and I did. So today I put on some makeup, I did my hair all cute, I put on
look
my dress.
Good, feel good. Yeah.
And it's going to be an awesome freaking
day. You
need
to take a picture and like really show off your fabulousness.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate you guys letting me vent. I am more than happy to hear about you guys' day. Like, how was everybody else's week, or what was a time or a time period where you just had a freaking terrible, terrible week or day? I'm interested to hear.
I can't really think of any like continuous It's just, it's been kind of a weird feeling week because BJ hurt his back. So like this whole week has just been in a weird haze. So I don't know what's going on. Like maybe it is the universe and nothing quite as bad as yours. We still send all our love to you because that was that you need it right now.
But thank you so much.
I don't know. Like I was like the other day I was, I think on Tuesday, I was driving somewhere and it just, it was just, I saw an ex-boyfriend, not one that I have like any problems with necessarily. We broke up. I broke his heart, and like we had only dated for a couple months. I broke his heart, and I purposely stopped talking to him because I started seeing someone right after him, like somebody I've like super fell in love with. And I didn't want him, to be, you know, hurt or anything, so I completely cut him out of my life so he wouldn't see any of that. And like I ran into him a couple years ago at PAX, which is technically the first time I met him because I met him online, but I had. We found out that I had met him previously, briefly.
Oh, is weird. PAX the gaming
yeah,
one?
Yeah, the Penny Arcade
yeah.
Expo.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Which is funny because, like, I filmed him. He's like, oh, I was on this video, like, or something. He was talking about something. I was on the video. I'm like,
that's
do you realize
crazy.
That I filmed that video?
That's
and
crazy.
And I edited that video. That was my video that you're in. but he was a real nice guy. I wasn't there for me. And I fell in love with this other guy shortly after. And when I ran into him in PAX, he was like no ill will. He'd like lost a couple pounds, like even though he didn't need to. He's like, if you look at him, he's like really tall, really like, he has really nice features and everything. He's like, yeah, I'm going to start modeling. You know, I think he was getting a contract or about to get one or something. Even though he's like Mr. Science Engineer guy.
Sounds good on paper.
Yeah. And it's just like, I wasn't feeling it. Like I didn't feel
it. Like that.
I didn't have the butterflies. And it's just, there's just a lot of things that I'm about that I know he wouldn't. He isn't about or would be about ever. So I was just like, you know what? This isn't going to work.
So what was weird? So you saw him?
I saw him at Penny Arcade Expo years ago. Haven't talked to him since or any of that. I am driving around the corner from where I live and I see him either going to the bus stop or getting off the bus.
Yeah. Like,
where I live, it's like you either live there or you're going to hang out with somebody. That's not a real like place to go hang out or do stuff. Yeah. Or there's not.
You're
really
not randomly
business.
Just there. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Or you would have seen, you would have noticed him before.
Right. Yeah. But I noticed him walking. I'm like, oh my God, that is totally him. So I'm a little weirded out. Not that I would have a problem seeing him.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, I think he lives in my neighborhood.
Oh.
Did that like bring back emotions or
no,
anything?
It's more or less like I felt awful when we broke up because I felt bad for him. Like I broke his heart.
Just dipped out.
I totally dipped out. And I didn't dip out in a nice way.
So
he said it was a nice way to do it and thank you for the way you did it. But
so you guys have already talked after and like kind of sort of ish had closure.
So I should tell you how I broke up with this guy because it's kind of there's a no win situation.
Did you email him?
So I was living in Lake Stevens at the time and he lived like literally right by Pike Place Market. He had an apartment right by Pike Place Market and we dated for a couple months. We're seeing each other, then we made it official after like a month or two and then broke up after another month or so because I met this other guy and I was like, you know what? My gut's telling me that I need to feel like I need to venture out, like meet this guy, talk to this guy.
But you didn't cheat on him?
No. Like maybe emotionally.
Yes.
Emotionally. But I would hang out with this guy. I'm like, you know what? This guy's sparking something in me and like that I'm not feeling with this, this other guy. So I'm like, I can't be with him. So we would always Skype. And so one night we're Skyping. I'm like, you know what? I think we should take a break. I kind of want to break from this because I'm not really feeling it.
I met someone new.
Of course, I didn't say that. He starts crying on Skype on me. And he had like the next day
Destiny's face and I'm just thinking of Destiny like dropping the macaroons and her crying, so I'm like,
no, this isn't even where we break up, by the way. And I'm like, you know what, forget about it, because he had like an important presentation the next day. He's like, next time don't do it before I have a presentation or if you have something important like that to say. I'm like, okay,
yes, next time I break up with you, yeah, I'm going to think about your presentation, sorry.
So I had previously won, like a year prior, BJ technically won a gift certificate to stay at a fancy hotel up north. He's like, no, I don't need this. You can have it. And he gave it to me. He was drunk. He gave it to me. So I was like, sweet. But I had only a couple of months to redeem it. Otherwise,
totally, yeah. It expired or something.
But you couldn't do it on like weekends and you couldn't do it on
holidays.
I know the thing with Jake's. You had to make sure to call the number first and blah, blah, blah. But it's still fun.
It was a lot of fun. So luckily, we had a couple days off in October. And I said, hey, look, I'm going to go use this. Would you like to come with me? You're my boyfriend. Well, why wouldn't we go? So we had already made plans before I had decided that I wanted to break up with him. And we put money down for an extra day. So we split the cost for an extra for the room for an extra day. And
did he go or did he not go?
So I'm sitting there talking to everyone. I'm like, should I cancel it? We already put money down. Do I not? And some people are like, you got to cancel. That's just cruel. I'm like, but wouldn't it be mean to go?
You have to talk to him first.
Yeah. I'm like, and I tried to break up with him and I couldn't. And so
how did that end up? He just started crying. You're like, oh,
I'm like, you know, because I said break at first. And I'm like, you know what? Just forget about it. Forget I said anything.
How can someone forget that?
I'm like, just, you know. So we go on the trip the shortly after.
Dude.
And I'm still like, and I'm like, kind of like, thinking about this other guy.
Dude, you're so with
texting
him.
Texting this other guy.
Drawn emotionally. Like, I've done that. Like, I've, like spent time with somebody where I know I don't freaking, like, feel
care.
It. Yeah. You're so emotionally distraught.
To be fair, not fair. I was 22. That's still baby category. Like, I...
No.
Oh, no. It's definitely
matter,
baby.
Though.
That is totally baby.
I would have never done that, 22.
Like, no,
it's
I would
like
totally,
baby as in,
totally
like, love and I don't know. Like, you don't think logically. You don't think practically. You just think, like...
And you still...
I still think the exact same way, I think, when I did when I was 22.
I believe it.
Yeah.
I believe it,
I still
it,
think
Sarah.
The same way. I still act the same way. Like,
I honestly
just me.
You're phenomenal. You don't change.
I don't know how you haven't gotten alcohol poisoning by now.
I'm surprised, too.
Like, I used to think your whole Sarah thing was just like, oh yeah, oh that's so funny for the radio. No, girl, you for real, like, drinking your ass off. I don't know how.
Well, I take breaks. I don't do it.
No, cheers. No, cheers to you. Like I told you.
Yeah, but this is coming. You're coming from a person who's never had to take care of her while she's drunk. She's a freaking. Actually, at Atlanta, by the way, I'm calling dibs. Danny's taking care of you that night.
I would much rather have Danny take care of me because he would take care of me by giving me more shots, and that's usually what I want.
No, she's awful. No,
it's going to be Danny, Joe, and I taking shots and forcing Vicky to take shots.
No, I have no problem with taking shots. The problem
is
taking shots when she is the limit to where she's just like
I've never been alcohol poisoning.
I also I don't like taking care of people either.
You don't go out with me like 98% of the time.
There's a reason, Sarah.
Like 99. Yeah, but I'm fine. I've never gotten alcohol poisoning with you there or without you there.
Yep.
Hello.
She's also the person to not take care of anybody.
10 out of 10, right?
Yeah. There's been no time, so.
Knock on wood.
Knock on wood.
Yeah.
Let's not make
stuff right there, Vicky. Shoot. Sorry, my love.
Anywho.
But going back to the whole trip thing, my dude and I just planned a trip.
Ooh, where?
We're going to Leavenworth. I went to Leavenworth last weekend.
Yeah.
And I've been once, but it was years ago, and I went in the winter.
You haven't been as an adult?
Yeah, and I went.
Is this
it was so cool.
Is that little German town?
Yeah, yes. Belgian town.
I don't know. Is it Belgium? Yeah. Okay, I don't know why this reminds me of a King of the Hill episode. Do they have gnomes there?
They might.
I love gnomes, and I didn't see any gnomes.
Okay, because like I just always imagine there being gnomes there.
There's a Nutcracker store.
Actually, I'm very interested in that.
There's a store that's Christmas all year round.
Oh, yeah.
Are you serious?
Really trips you out.
Every time I go to Leavenworth, I go to that store.
My
and
friend
I
made
buy,
me go, and it's just so
I always buy an ornament. Every single time I go. Any time of the year, I'll buy an ornament.
Well, it's weird because I was like, dude, if I worked here, I'd be so confused.
I know this is going to sound really random. Can we talk about porn just like openly right now?
Do you like Nutcracker porn or gnome porn?
I literally picked this one porno yesterday because it had like a Christmas scene. And I was like, aw, I miss Christmas. Like, and it totally held because it was
Mrs.
all Christmas.
Claus and like a reindeer or something.
And it had Christmas lights and everything, so I'm really excited.
Did
about
it play
Christmas.
Music in the background too?
Oh my god!
Dude, I want this porn.
No, I kind of want to have Christmas sex in front of like a fireplace and a
Christmas
tree.
Yeah, so
Christmas
like
tree, the smell of pine and cinnamon.
Yeah. Dude, like so that totally like it totally put me in the mood to like thinking about Christmas and that it was a porno. It was like a for real porno. But
we should
just
have like a mini Christmas thing.
Yeah,
like, do like Christmas in the July. Or
yeah,
something.
I'm totally here for that. Can we please go? I didn't know they had a Christmas store. Like I want to go. I'm really excited about Christmas. Apparently,
yeah. Well, I love it, and it was so cute. And I hear in the wintertime it's amazing. Like I hear they deck it out Christmas.
Let's do it. I'm going to get a mean girls. Santa Claus outfit. I can already picture it. Let's
oh
do
my
it.
Gosh! Yes, the cute little skirt.
I still may or may not know the whole dance. Anyway, go ahead, Vicky.
I was gonna say I've been there on Christmas Day. They open almost everything.
I'm going to
on
gag.
Christmas Day. It
That's
is amazing,
I'm
go.
I'm
and
so
it's
excited.
Snowy as hell. Oh, it's so awesome.
So we booked a trip for like right around Christmas time.
Okay, you guys, back to you. Yeah,
but it's weird because it's like, dude, our trip is like farther away than we've been together. Like.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you just committed yourself to me for at least 6 more months. So
right. When I think about that, I'm just like, oh, we used to see stuff in the future. But now, like, that's how I used to think. But now I'm just like, man, I better get my deposit like on my side because. Like, that's how I think now.
Well, I was like, I
just
told
in case.
I was like, dude, if you don't, I don't know. I guess you can bring some other broad, like, because we put it all on his card because I don't like using my card. So I was like, well, it's you. Like, if we're not together, you can just
exactly.
That's forward thinking.
Yeah, I mean, and I say that too. I'm like, you know,
I'm just thinking ahead.
Oh, going back to the breakup.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, how was the trip?
The trip was awkward because I actually got sick. Like, I was pretending to be sick while we were trying to deuce. He was like trying to do it.
Oh, I have a headache. I can't tonight.
But I was legit sick. Like, I had like one of the worst flus of my life. Like, coming from that trip, like, I was like, why do I do feel like crap? I'm not lying. Like, I do feel bad.
Maybe your mind told your body. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes
that was
just super stressed. And like, we went and got a couples massage and stuff, and it helped a lot. Like with feeling sick, but I just got sicker and sicker.
Were you like texting this dude while you were with this?
Yeah.
Is it weird? Are you always afraid you're going to say the wrong name? I'd be so afraid of that.
Well, I usually just use like hun or babe or.
Yeah.
What happened was, I was like, he at the end of it, like when we're about to leave, he knew something was wrong. He's like, oh, let's talk. Let's walk around this town. Because I was like, no. Because I'm like, this is my last, like, I have to do it today. Because I'm driving back and I'm actually going to a club. He's like, well, can I come out to that club? I'm like, it's a goth club. You're not goth. You're not going to like it. Like, I tried taking him to a show and he was no fun at the show. So I was like, he's not going to have a good time at the goth club. And then I was going to end up meeting the guy at the goth club, the other guy. So I was like, nope, you can't come. And he's like, well, I can buy a ticket. I'm like, no, it's literally you need invite
so
only. It's an invite.
I feel so awkward right now.
Right.
Like, whew.
Because I've been in a situation, so I'm just cringing.
Have you been the other person?
No, luckily.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe. I cursed. Sorry. Yeah. but normally, like, because, like, my feelings, I'm such a Aquarius Capricorn. Like I'm on a cusp. Like, I am so that sign. Like, once my feeling switches off, like,
You're kind of cold. I'm done.
Yeah,
checked out.
Yeah. I'm disgusted even when I'm trying.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So I decided, look, I have to talk to you and we're going to do it on the ride because it's like a 2-hour car ride to Seattle.
You might as well.
That's terrible.
I mean,
yeah. It does not take 2 hours to break up with someone though.
No, but actually it worked. That actually was very helpful.
Y'all couldn't escape from anything really.
Yes, but he ended up like grieving, like everything happened in that course of the 2 hours.
Whoa.
So he's like, well, let's walk around the town and talk about it. I'm like, no, let's get in the car and talk. So I'm telling him how I feel and like this isn't gonna work. I'm done, and he's crying and he ends up crying about it. And he's like, no one's ever gonna understand.
I love you, Vicky.
Yeah, and I'm like, nope, that's not. And then by the time we get like 3/4 of the way to Seattle, like we're in Linwood, and I'm getting gas.
Ugh.
He's like refreshed. He's feeling better.
Yeah, like flashbacks. Sorry.
What's wrong with Linwood?
No, I used to live. Sorry. Flashbacks.
No, he was fine. Like, he had stopped crying. He's like, all right, you know what? I think I'm gonna get on the dating side again. I'm excited. Like, this is gonna be something new. I have more confidence now.
Wait, in 2 hours?
Yeah. Were you
okay? First
insulted?
Of all, now I'm just like,
I was just like, cool.
You're just like, good, go.
I was very much like, yes, good, go. And and then later that night.
This sounds very false, but go ahead.
Yeah, it was very, I was like, but he was excited. He's like, thank you for this wonderful trip. I'm glad we went on it. So I was like, okay, well, I feel better about that part. And
this free trip I got.
Well, no, I paid for my part. Well, we paid for another night. So I paid for half.
Either way.
Okay.
So it was a very, but he's, I think, living in my neighborhood now.
I think that's fine then. It sounded like he took the breakup very well.
I just still, I think, feel bad.
Bless you.
I don't know. You okay?
Oof, I don't know how to sneeze.
I mean, breakups are so weird regardless, but at least you didn't like do it over Skype and then just end it like that.
Yeah.
I feel like that.
Well, like, we didn't see each other very often.
Okay.
We had different schedules, so Skype was needed.
I'm wondering, okay, so I just recently broke up with my boyfriend, my now ex-boyfriend, and I've been for real, like,
when was this? This was before, when?
When did I break up? Oh, I broke up with him right before I left for Sasquatch. Like the day before I left for Sasquatch, yeah.
Holy hell.
Yeah. So much happened after Sasquatch that I forgot about that part. You know what I mean? Like,
Sasquatch saved you.
Sasquatch saved my life.
How'd you do it? Was he here? Was it in person?
No, it wasn't in person. It kind of led up to, excuse me, we were supposed to go to this event, and I kind of flaked on him. And like, I for real, like this was me. Like, I did flake. Like, and I did, and the reason why I didn't care, because he's flaked on me probably so many times. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
totally.
I totally didn't care, but he was right. And so like, I realized, like, he was all like upset, blah, 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 blah. And like, I realized I didn't even care that he was upset with me. Mm-hmm. And so like, we got off the phone and I thought about it. And I was like, why am I prolonging this?
Yeah.
And then so
I mean, that's a big like test. Like, if you flake and he's upset and you don't actually care that he's upset,
yeah,
kind of like, what am I doing?
I used to, right. That's exactly what happened. Like, and I used to care so much, you know what I mean? And so I called him back and I was just like, I don't see myself getting any less busy. And then he was like, I heard that. he was like, yeah, I know. And he was like, yeah, that's fine. And I noticed you've been doing this and then and that, and you've been having less time for this and then third. And I was like, yeah, and this is just the beginning. Yeah, I really still want to be your friend. I still totally love you, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, yeah, I totally get it. I'm happy for you. And I was like, I still want to be friends, blah, blah, blah. He was like, yes, totally, for sure. And we had talked about that before. And so, like, what my question was specifically is just, like, I've been texting him just trying to be cool and cordial, and I'm wondering if it's weird, if I should continue to text him.
He ever text you first?
No. And that's it's no.
So, I mean, if you really want him in your life,
mm-hmm.
you make the effort to have somebody in your life, but he might need time to heal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Like,
so maybe like ease up on it. Like, just either if you do it like once a day or twice a week or something, like ease up.
Do you think he still has feelings for you?
I don't even know. You know what I mean? It's so funny. Like, that's how Aquarius I am. Like, I'm so able to, like, my attention is fully on my work right now. You know what I mean? So,
totally.
Like, I'm so able to switch that off. I don't even know if that's normal. And I can't even, like, register other people's feelings right now because I don't even know. So, that's what I was asking
sometimes,
you guys.
I mean,
yeah.
Sometimes it's good. I'm the exact opposite. I'm very emotional and mm-hmm. I'm very, like, hard to cut my emotions mm-hmm. off. So, I mean, if you don't have emotions towards him, but you think you might think he has them towards you, and a friendship, every relationship is two-way street, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And if he's not like reaching out to you
mm-hmm.
right now, I probably wouldn't do the same.
Fair
and kind
enough.
Of like wait.
Because that's kind of like with the last guy I was seeing, like he wasn't my boyfriend or anything, but afterwards, like, yeah, we'll still be friends and stuff. And like, I'd reach out to him, not like, hey, how's it going? How's life? It's here's a funny picture. Here's this.
Yeah, it's not like you want to hang out.
No, yeah, like we wouldn't do that. Like, we hung out once because I think I had to go pick up something, and we ended up hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just not the same. And so,
no.
Like, a lot of time is like, you know, 6 months has passed at this point, so we're cool now. Like, I, you know, saw him recently and at a group thing, but we didn't hang out at the group thing.
I feel like
thing.
After you involve sex and emotions, it gets sticky.
See, like, sex I can involve.
Literally.
I can
all over.
Between tears and other stuff.
Only if you do it right. But
right.
Go ahead.
But had we not involved emotions, I would have been fine. People like, I've seen you naked. Because I have friends like that. Like, people I will probably run into at the concert. Like, friends that go to concerts and stuff.
All the listeners.
Right, all the listeners. But people that are like, oh my God, I've had sex with you, but we're totally cool. Like, that doesn't matter. Like, we're in two different places now. And it's just fine. It's like nothing ever happened. But if once emotions get involved, I like, when I did see this guy, I noticed I was very distant. Like, I wouldn't look at him for a long period of time because I used to, you know, you have conversations, you look at somebody, and then I just kind of like look off, see what else anybody else
is
doing.
Do you think you still have emotions?
Probably.
Yeah.
I think I'm a little hurt by some of the things that were done or said or not said or not done. So I'm a little, I think bitter is more or less.
Yeah, not necessarily, like, not over the entire situation.
Just,
kind of
it's
thing.
More or less like, what the hell, dude? Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So
no,
more
I totally
just
get that.
Bitter than anything, just annoyed. So I was just like, I don't want to be vulnerable around you because
mm-hmm.
I don't feel like you deserve it. I don't want you to see who I really am like
yeah.
I have in the past. So it's like, you don't deserve that, nor do I want you to have that. So I don't want to be vulnerable. That's why I'm going to be distant.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So,
and I have exes that like I've involved emotions and sex with. And then after amount of time, you end up getting over all of it. And then you can just hang out. And, you know, I have some exes that were still in the same friend group. And it's like, it's really no big deal because I have no emotions towards you at all. And it's like, yeah, We've banged before. Cool.
X's and O's. X's and O's.
Before I forget, and I've been meaning to bring this up for a while, but I keep forgetting. So sorry, Moose actually did send us a message.
Moose! A text message. I missed you.
Sorry.
So, if you guys, do you guys know Pepper Ann?
The show, yeah.
The Pepper Ann, her sister name is Moose. And so
that's right.
I really hope whoever Moose is watches Pepper Ann because I love you, Moose.
And if not, you should now.
You should start. They have the episodes on YouTube.
So this is from a way back then, but we were talking about who would be our top five like celebrity people.
Oh, yes.
Ooh.
He's like, hey, ladies, so I guess I'll just go with three instead of top five. So man crushes is going to be Joe Manganiello. He was in that movie with Channing Tatum with strippers.
Oh,
Joe.
Magic Mike.
Oh, yes. I'm totally here for it.
He's
the one
married to Sofia Vergara.
Oh, she pisses me off.
I love her.
So bad.
But he's also in True Blood. He's a sexy piece of man beast.
Yeah, no, I just Googled it. I'm here for that. So, yes. Cheers, Moose.
Chris Pratt.
Yes.
Hell yeah, Moose. Chris Pratt, I'm sorry. I literally named my Jeep after Pratt. After I saw Jurassic World and Guardians of the Galaxy, he changed my whole...
You know he went to my high school, right?
Yes, I do. And my freaking sergeant was in the same class, because she's from Washington. Yeah. She has a yearbook of him. She was like, yeah, he was in my high school. We went to high school together. I was like, BS, Sergeant Mouselin. She was like, no, seriously. She borrowed her yearbook in. I am fully fangirling at the squadron. I was like, you know Chris Pratt? I was like, Facebook message him. He'll remember you. Facebook message him. I was like, please just try. Like, I was for real. Sorry, that was a whole long story to say.
You should be like, Facebook message him, and then accidentally message me, and then or mention me, and then put my number, and then just see where it goes.
see what happens. So I love him, by the way.
Because I graduated way after him. I think he's got like, I don't want to say 10 years, maybe like 7 years on me.
Yeah.
So we weren't in school at the same time. But I remember I was actually thinking about this morning that. When he got his first like big, you know,
break,
like TV series, he was on a show called Everwood,
mm-hmm.
and he was Everwood. The main character's love interest brother.
Was he poofy then too?
Was he poofy?
Not really.
I love all versions of Chris Pratt. I like.
I love that you just said poofy.
Yeah, because not fat. He was a little bit, you know.
You usually say chunky or thick.
Poofy's cuter.
Poofy's cute.
He is Chris Pratt. He's adorable. But I don't see him in a dirty sexual way because.
I do.
I remember when I saw him in the school newspaper. And like that represented something like, or not the school, the town newspaper is a tiny free newspaper
mm-hmm.
that came out every Thursday. And I saw him on the cover with our vice principal
mm-hmm.
and it said he was going to be on a TV show. I was like, holy crap. And our town was not bad in the sense there was nothing to do. So what all the kids would do is smoke pot or do other drugs. Like I had a friend run up to me. She's like, I'm on ecstasy right now in the middle of the school day. It was just, there was nothing for us to do.
Yeah.
That's scary.
And it was a very weird balance of very, very rich people and very, very poor people. So you had a lot of kids in trailer parks and you had a lot of kids whose parents had mansions on the lake.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. So it wasn't like a rundown town. It was hard or anything. But I know a lot of people.
The voice really sold it. Thanks, Vicky.
Yeah, right.
I had a lot of friends that, you know, got involved in a lot of crime and issues, and there's a lot of problems, like, in that area. There's a lot of problems with meth.
Yeah, but just because if it's, like...
But Chris Pratt was, like, go ahead.
Sorry. Well, I was going to say, just because, like, if it's, like, poor or not poor, like, I'm from a pretty wealthy area, and we had nothing to do, because we were just on an island, so there's nothing to do except for drugs.
Yeah, exactly. So
if
you don't have activities, like, what we could have used so bad was a venue or a place where kids could do open mic or bands could play. Because we had a lot of bands in, like, our area. I remember we had, like, there was a couple bands that would play and around, like, the, you know, surrounding areas. But honestly, there wasn't a whole lot to do. Like, we finally got a skate park, all that stuff. So, I mean, our town's getting nicer, but at the time, there wasn't a whole lot. So I just, so in my head growing up, I thought, you don't really come out of Lake Stevens to do something huge, really. Like, maybe you do get a job engineering, you go work at Boeing.
Wait, and seeing him on the cover of the magazine didn't turn you on?
Not sexy-wise.
No.
I'd be like, shoot.
No, so you saw that, and then you just thought, that's cool.
I'm like, you made it. You got out of this town. Because I was a nobody. I didn't have many friends. I was a little weird goth anime club nerdy comic book reading chick.
Dude.
That couldn't even do the goth makeup. Like, I was a really crappy looking goth.
That's not because I didn't have enough money for it, right?
Like, yeah, just, exactly.
If I had more money, I could be a really good
Hot Topic is expensive.
Yeah, when you were in ninth grade.
I was like, those sweaters and pants were like $40,
$50.
Dude. So I would go to Walmart and buy a men's extra, extra large, you know, black hoodie on a 4'11" girl. That was as close as I got.
It'd be like that,
right? You got to do what you got to do.
Seems like I was there too.
My freaking chains, like my first chain I ever had,
two chains,
was a gift, and she got it from the dollar store. So you just get dollar store chains, put them on key rings, and that's how we'd hook chains up to our wallets.
Why didn't I think of that, dude? I begged my mom for a chain wallet, and she would not buy me one. And I was trying to find my freaking chain wallet.
It's yep,
damn that. Costs.
And I eventually bought my own. Like when I had a little money, I bought myself a chain wallet that I connected to my existing chain. But
$22 and then your HP points. Yep, yummy HT right. points.
I know my birthday's coming up. I'm going to get a discount. But, you know, it was just, I was an awkward, weird kid. And so what, nobody really expected much of me. They all thought, people at church thought I was going to end up pregnant and like on drugs. Like just everyone expected me to fail. So seeing that he came out from a town that expected me to fail made me think I am meant for so much more than this.
And you know,
I'm going to be something big, and people are going to know my name.
Oof.
And like,
girl.
I knew that.
So hashtag hair flip
there.
Hashtag hair flip.
Snaps for Vicky.
When I see Chris Pratt, yes, I can admire. He's a sexy piece of man beast. But in my head, he doesn't represent that to me. He represents getting the hell out of my town and doing something awesome. So he's more inspirational than sexy to me. So when people are like, oh, drooling, I'm like, but that's
dude.
Chris Pratt. That's my inspiration,
that's my hero,
you know?
Man.
Dude, that story just made me just love him even more. Because what I actually for real did love about him, like, my sergeant did say, like, even in high school, he was a really sweet kid, and he was really just funny. He was just funny and sweet. Like, he just always wanted to make people laugh.
He seems very genuine.
And and so even now, like, he has so many foundations for this, for children's that, like...
He's come to Children's Hospital and does
like,
stuff. That's why he stole...
Every day, dude, I'm telling
you. His Guardians of the Galaxy costume so he could wear it to children's hospital.
Exactly.
Kind of like what Marshawn Lynch would do. Or not Marshawn Lynch.
Russell.
Excuse me. Russell Wilson and Macklemore would do.
So I definitely drool over Chris Pratt, but like I just for real love him. Like, oh my God. But yeah, so hearing that story just makes me smile because like that was just his first role. Like look what he...
Right. That was just him on a newspaper.
Yeah. Like look what he went to go do. And what also inspires me by him, like I've read this story about how he was living out of his van right before he got his job for like Parks and Rec or something like that. Like
not Parks and Rec. It was another a script for another movie. He had moved to Hawaii and he was working at Bubba Gump's.
Yeah.
He was a waiter there. And so he had been chatting with the person and she's like, hey, you should read for this movie. It was a tiny movie. But that's just like, I never met him officially, but he came to my high school when I was 14. And I remember standing outside the cafeteria on these benches. Because, you know, Cosy Mayhem, standing on the benches, resist authority. I was so badass.
Rebel.
You rebel.
I'm so rebel. And I'm
sitting
there.
Oh, my gosh. What color was your hair then to represent your personality?
Oh, I wasn't allowed to dye my hair, but my hair was always dark brown.
That's
so
embarrassing.
That was close. It was
mine
close.
Was like pink and purple and blue.
Embarrassing or sad? I don't know.
Embarrassing.
I wasn't allowed to do a lot of things, so
I wasn't either. But like, so like, I would just like do things to make it temporary, and then I would change before I went home.
Yeah, I was allowed to do everything.
Yeah.
My parents didn't give an F.
See that?
Well, they know you're a rebel, Sarah. So if they say no, you're
rebel.
Gonna do it anyway.
I would do it, but to like the 100th degree.
Well,
I'd
like just even with you drinking,
I can't get a piercing. Okay, I'll pierce my whole body then.
White girl shit. I would have got smacked so hard in my household. I'm so sorry, Vicky.
You're fine.
I just realized I saw you writing.
It's just gonna say white girl.
Please. God, it's gonna be so many tweets at me. Delete that whole thing.
Since we are not the minorities in this room, I actually have something I would like to ask. But like going back to the Chris Pratt thing, I saw him walking by with our vice principal and I'm staring at this guy as I'm like standing on this bench, staring at him and just following him with my eyes and my face. And he kind of looks at me funny like, what the hell is this kid doing?
What is this weird goth kid looking at?
I'm just imagining
I'm like, totally like
the South Park
goths. Staring a little bit, actually. A little bit. Those are my friends.
The South Park goths.
Only kind of sad. But I'm staring at this guy and he walks into the cafeteria and then it hits me who he is. I'm like, you guys, that was Chris Pratt. They're like, who? The guy who was in the newspaper, he's in the show Everwood. And I only would watch that show for him. Like, I didn't
even... Did we just become best friends? Right. Are we bonding over Chris Pratt? Hey, Chris Pratt, do you hear this, by the way?
Right. No, Vicky should talk to him, not you, because you just want to jump his bones.
No, so I don't. I just want to be his friend.
And jump his bones. Well, I'll jump his bones then.
I just want to hug him and like shake his hand.
I do too.
Thank you.
Except I do love his wife too. So
I would just say, amazing. And Farrah, yeah,
she wins.
She's all, yeah. That's the perfect couple. I love her so much. I'm not even mad. I won't even bring up their marriage. Like that is totally.
I won't even try.
It won't be a home run. I mean, I would like do both of them at the same time.
If they allow that, I feel like they would.
They would. I think Anna would.
I think she'd like to like have like a really awesome get like stone.
I'm totally
drinks.
Here to do that too. Whatever you guys, if you're listening, whatever you're into.
We're available
in the most non-creepy
and then whatever
way.
Stuff they won't do, I will. What? Sorry, that I had to make it weird.
We're not weird, promise.
But going back, since Sarah is the minority of this room, and you did say something that...
Oh, I am?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I am. Whoa, cool.
This is the first time I have seen somebody get excited about being a minority in a room, by the way. I think that's adorable. And it's Seattle.
Well, slowly, white people are going to be the minority because of all the race, the mixed babies.
You guys are the cutest.
My favorite are Blasians. Black,
really?
Black and Asians. They're so cute. Oh my gosh.
Are you going to have an Asian baby?
No, I'm not going to have any children ever.
You're like, F that.
Yeah, I'm going to have grandkittens. Like my genes end with me. I told you guys. I'm so sorry. Yeah.
That's totally fine. It's your uterus.
Oh, well, maybe if I, like, sell my eggs or whatever, however that works.
Yeah, just don't carry the baby.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just have a surrogate mom.
No, but she doesn't want the kids in general.
No, you don't want them?
No, I don't want the actual product either. No.
Oh. She doesn't want it to be in her oven, and she does not want the bread after the bun.
Yeah.
I'm doing a no-carb thing, thanks.
Yeah, just sell them, dude. You can get hella bank for that.
For your eggs?
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
If you're, not the baby.
You could probably get hella bank for the baby.
I'm not selling my... I don't want to stop this whole conversation.
Whatever. We're just missing out some really cute Blasians, okay?
That's the point.
We're going to get flagged and we're going to get like run down by the FBI or something. Like, what the hell are these girls doing? Selling their babies.
Sell my eggs, but go ahead.
You were able to do whatever the hell you wanted. Like, I was not. At all, by any means. I was very sheltered. I was not allowed to do a lot of things. I wasn't allowed to spend the night at friends' houses. I wasn't allowed to go out past a certain time.
I was right in the middle. Like, my mom needed me to call her every so often, mm-hmm. but I can still go somewhere. But I had to be in there at a certain time, though. So, like, I was right in the middle.
I still had, like, a curfew and stuff. But I think my parents also, like, knew who I... Because they raised my brother and I really differently.
Yeah.
Who was first? I'm sorry.
My brother.
Okay.
He was very, like... quiet, don't tell anyone, do my own thing, kind of. And he really needed a lot of discipline.
Oh.
I don't need I'm very like disciplined. Like, if you tell me to do something, I'll do it. But if I follow the rules, but if I think the rules are stupid, then I don't give an F.
If you ask Sarah to do something, she'll do it. You tell Sarah to do something, she's not going to do it.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. Yeah.
What's your
like,
sign?
Sarah, can you do all
these things? I'm a Sagittarius.
Interesting.
She's going to do some research on you.
Yeah, no, and I am
doing my high priestess things over here.
Yeah.
All right. Did you ever yell at your parents, like straight up call them like bitches or any bad words?
No, I still do. Oh my!
Like,
I mean, no, that's
but like
I grew
out
up.
Of actual anger.
My dad and I, ooh, we would have screaming battles.
But there's a
battles, and anything would go. My mom and my brother would hide. Him and I would go after.
You
it.
Would like fight.
Not like physical fight, verbally. But verbally fight.
Okay.
Like they would drop these C-bombs.
Everything. And then for me, when I become a screamer, my screaming turns into like sobbing too. You know, it's like that
mix.
And you're like,
I've seen it.
I'm not sad, but this is just what happens. And you get really even, you cry even more.
Mad because you think you're weak.
I still have that. But like back in the day, we would yell and then I would just like storm downstairs and like slam the door. And then I like go in my bed and I would like sob. That was like our relationship. Like he used to be crazy.
Interesting.
But I used to be too. Well, I still am.
Yeah, you guys still are a little bit.
Yeah.
Because
we've tamed down.
I would get spanked as a kid, and then when I got older, it was the yelling, and we would yell at each other. But I would never, as much as I would yell, there's a few times I threw in some low blows. Like, real, like, that was really awful to say. I didn't swear, but it was just awful, calm, like, rehearsed thing.
I
like, low jab.
I used to do with my friends.
You do what?
The low
Like,
blows.
The low jab, like, where you say something, and it just hit, like, it's not... You're not yelling. You're not. That was any of that. It's just right in the
it's
gut.
It's so conniving, that, and it feels so good in the moment.
See, that was my thing. Like in school, I was never a bad child, but I had a freaking mouth on me, and like not me like talking like bad. It's just
is
like
that to your mom or in general.
Mostly in general. In general.
To everyone.
Yeah, I'm realizing. Because I had issues with authority and I had stuff like that. So, like, people would always say, like, yeah, you were arguing, but you were so calm and so mean. Like,
gets,
I didn't even know what to do.
It's creepy when people are that, like,
oh, really?
That relaxed. That, is that what? Okay, well, do you remember this one time? And, like, that's what I used to always do with my friends. Until one of my girls had to check me. She was like, dude, you go way too far.
See, oh, dang.
And I was like, girl, if you can't receive it, don't dish it. But I was like, okay.
Well, there's a difference between receiving and dishing when you're like throwing a bulldozer size load on them.
Yeah, but if you're gonna throw rocks, I'm gonna throw bigger rocks.
I'm gonna say you started. Like that was my thing. I was like, you started it. Like, don't be mad because you provoked a bear. Like, yeah.
Could you imagine us like back in the day? You and I would have both been like, oh really?
Oh really?
Okay. I would have been like, I'm out.
And so, because like I don't know, like words were always my thing. Like I can fight too. Like I will also punch you in the face, but
I can picture you like kicking my ass.
Yeah,
and
totally.
Me just trying.
But I could hurt you way more with just my words.
Yeah, right.
That was my thing.
But my thing was I never, as much as I would yell with my folks, and like I wouldn't do those like jabs often. Those like really conniving ones. But I would never call them like bitches or like you're a bitch.
Yeah,
I would never call my mom that. I would never use any of those other words to them. I would very rarely swear as a teenager unless it was very necessary, like towards them. Like I wouldn't swear at them. I'd swear like within the
in
moment.
In general, yeah.
Like, well, this is effing stupid.
Yeah.
Like we swear all the time now. It's awesome. My parents are always like, you have a mouth on you now.
I was
dad.
Like, where did I get it from?
Well, they never swore until I started swearing really in front of me. Like they never swear at me. I taught them. But like I never crossed that line of disrespect. And I don't know if it's like the Catholic guilt, because sometimes I still feel that. Like I still get it and I got that for a long time because I never snuck out. I didn't sneak out of my house until I was already 18 for the first time. Because my parents still were like, nope, we still live under this house. You can't leave. I'm like, 18. I can go out. I want to go out till midnight. It's like, nope, you can't. You have to be home by this time. And they're calling me. Where are you? You dead? What's up? You know,
Dude, I snuck out, but I honestly like don't think my parents still ever knew.
No, mine didn't either. But I didn't. Again, I didn't do it until I was like 18, 19, 20.
But it was like I would sneak out and like go to the park and then just like chill on a deck.
Yeah,
like, or on a dock or whatever. Like, I'm not cool. I was so sober and, like, didn't do anything cool.
Yeah, I mean, it's still
I just, heard, so, I just heard something completely different. That's odd. It was hilarious.
Did you think I said and chill on a D? I probably did that, too.
Well, like, I was going to say, like, when did you guys snuck out?
I do that
out?
Now.
Oh, my
like,
gosh.
I snuck out to, like, go hang out in someone's car and look at the stars. Like, that
no.
was just, like, cheesy as hell.
Now that I can say this because my mom is gone, I used to sneak out and go over... Can I say name? What? Like, Justin Maddox. He was my high school crush. Oh, my God. Like, I was going to marry him, have, like, a white picket fence. And all. Like, I just, like, he was just that guy for me. So, like, just so happened, he lived around the corner from me. And we found that out. And, like, so I would sneak out and I would just go, like, all the time. Like, I had, like, a ritual. Like, I had, like, a schedule on how to sneak out. Like, that's how much I would go out. And so he just lived, like, right down the street. But, like... It was so funny. I remember one time I snuck out and there was just a fox there. And so I'm hysterically crying because like we had to go right by over a bridge. Like the bridge is probably as big as this room, like a little tiny bridge where a creek is. And there was a fox just sitting there. So like I'm just picturing all these stories of people being murdered by foxes. And so I call him and I'm hysterically crying because like if I move, he's going to chase me. But if I go, he's going to eat me. And so I'm just like, this is all your fault. This fox is going to kill me. And then I swear, a crane flies over. A crane in Baltimore, Maryland. A crane. I'm not lying. Like the whole like we seen it multiple times. Like after that, like this crane just like wound up there. It was really weird. Anyway, so that scares me even more because this huge like exotic bird is flying over, and so I'm like crying more, and I just stopped sneaking out after that.
Did you end up like getting to his house successfully? Oh, you just turned back. Like, now
crane
there's a crane
and a fox. Like no, I was like, this is every like a folk tale I've ever seen in my life.
Karma, dude.
Turn your ass back home, you know, around and go home. So yeah, that's what happened to me when I
snuck
out.
Foxes would be more scared of you than you are of them.
I see now that that's the case, but back then I didn't know that.
I never liar. Right.
I would be afraid.
Listen, I almost got attacked by a raccoon on accident.
Oh, God.
And it was here in the city. I was walking. I went back in the day, when I lived in Lake Stevens, I'd come and hang out with Metal Shop on Saturday nights, mainly because we used to have pictures everywhere of, like, you know, Ryan Castle hanging out with, like, Steve and everyone. And they all got to hang out with each other when they were younger, like, when Jolene was still here. Like, Jolene and Castle have known each other since, like, they were 17, 18 years old.
That's crazy.
So they would go and do stuff. They have all these memories together. And so I just started. I'm new in radio.
Vicky was like, I want to be a part of those pictures.
But, like, yeah, I can't, stuff too. But I can't do that with all these other guys because they're all, you know, BJ's, you know, BJ and
old people
at the time are married or older or have significant others. And it just felt weird. I'm like, I need more people my age.
Yeah.
And the only people my age were Metal Shop. And then Steve, my roommate, Tahiti Steve, so we did the podcast together. So sometimes the only time we could do the podcast, we do it during Metal Shop, and I became friends with them. So I would come up on Saturday nights to quote-unquote learn how to run stuff and just hang out with them just to see how it was, just to get to know them. So whenever, and they would let me crash on their futon. So I would go up, and as a thank you, I'd go buy like a 12-pack or a 24-pack beer of like the cheap stuff. And I went up and got a pizza up the street. And as I'm walking back once with the pizza in hand, this giant raccoon of this tiny little tree. I don't even know how the hell it got there or why it was there. Just huge mother effer because it's probably eating all the garbage in Capitol Hill.
Yeah.
Right in front of me. I'm like, what the hell? And it just scurries off just quickly. I'm like, that is a fat ass raccoon. Like, oh God, he wanted my pizza.
It probably
didn't. It's just like, oh crap, I missed. I gotta go.
Bye.
I'm just imagining just like, oh my God, just really fat like raccoon likes like a flying squirrel and you
kind of actually, but it, like, I had no idea what was going on. I'm like, what is this? I'm in the middle of the city.
Wait, did she do it's like you said a crazy accent just now? Oh my gosh,
I have no idea. The accents just come out sometimes.
I think raccoons are kind of cute.
They are cute, but when you're not expecting them, I'm like, I don't want rabies. I really don't.
And a really fat one, just like as
I think that's even cuter.
Dude, at my old
face, you were so endeared by this.
At my old apartment complex, we had fat raccoons. It was like a whole family,
and
people would feed them.
Oh, band name, fat raccoons.
fat raccoons. Mm-hmm. But pH fat. One of them has to be pH. The other one has to be regular pH.
Oh, I love that. That's way better.
That was like the cool way to call someone fat.
But it was like PHAT, fat, and then actual FAT, fat raccoons.
Fat raccoons.
That is our name.
Well, dude, I've been having deers all up in my yards.
Deers terrify me.
Really?
Dude, yeah.
They are a little
creepy. They're so, I don't even know where they come from. I live in a cul-de-sac. And like, seriously, I'll come out of the shower and they'll just be like all in my backyard. There's usually three of them.
What's
and they're
up,
all
Sarah?
Just chilling.
Which is hilarious because you don't even have real grass.
It's fake grass. Yeah, we have fake grass. So it's like, what? Are you sunbathing? Like, what are you doing?
It probably feels good. It's just like scratching up against them.
Yeah, and then I go outside and I'm like, oh my, you're so close to me.
Hi. You know what animal freaks me out?
Will they hurt me?
No, I don't think so. I think they're more afraid of you. If you get to that, like, you kind of
they'll run away.
They'll run away.
But I want to become, like, friends with it. Like,
go to a petting
zoo. Eliza Thornberry.
Go to a
wild
zoo.
Thornberries.
Freaking sorry,
what
Vicky.
If I, like, legit, like, you guys
no,
came
I,
over and
I seriously love
I called my pet deer.
I mean, you're not Cinderella or something.
Wow.
So white.
Thanks.
Aurora.
Wow.
What? Oh.
She doesn't like Disney princesses.
Whatever.
Wait, what?
I can be Snow White if I want to.
I didn't say her either, but okay.
Or Cinderella. Or Little Mermaid.
You could be all of them, honey. What's happening?
Thank you.
You do whatever you want, boo.
Call
you
all
know
my
what?
Animals.
Animals are really creepy, and I love them when they're babies, but when they get older, their eyes freak me the hell out. Are goats.
Yeah.
Ooh. I think they're cute as hell as little babies, but then once they get older and they stare at you with those weird eyes, it's just like, no.
Dude, when I was in Leavenworth, I found a goat.
Did you find a goat?
Dude, it was seriously just like chilling on this hill, and I was drunk, and I had a bag of chips that I was eating out of, and then the goat and I shared all the chips.
Did you bind with the goat over some freaking salt and pepper chips?
It was actually Lay's, and I just remember like the goat, you know, because they don't really have like teeth, kind of. It's just they don't bite you. They just like
numb you.
No, they don't bite you. They just like I don't know what their mouth is. It doesn't like hurt, you know. So you
nibble.
Yeah, they just nibble. So,
oh, okay.
Dude, I just remember that goat and I. Whoa, we bonded.
This,
but they're not very cute. No,
porn category.
In the Christmas time.
Actually, the bondage porn with the Christmas themes are actually pretty fun. We got your presents. It's another girl.
Dude, all I'm saying is, like, I love both. Like, I just, I'm totally here for
it. Even with everything that he's been accused of?
Oh, my God. What? God damn it. What happened?
This is like a year or two ago.
I don't do.
There's so many things to keep track of. Ugh.
A lot of bad stuff.
Never mind. That's a bleep that out. Gross.
Oh, you know who you want? Tommy Pistol. Tommy Pistol's fine.
Is that a fact? Let me write that down.
He's a little chubby, but I love him.
A little fluffy. I'm here for
him. Does he have a big pistol?
That's, I like it. But what I like about him.
Not really.
I mean, it's not like a hedgehog. It's not like the big, you know, hey. Baby's arm holding an apple or anything, but I've seen him in like the porn parodies, like an Alice in Wonderland, like other ones, and he has no problem being this goofy mother effer. He's like, ha, you know, like, he'll get into it.
You like his personality.
With the multiple people, one girl, multiple guys. I don't think I could say the other word. Situation. Yeah. So he's done those, and he'll do like the really funny costumes, but then like he'll do ones where he's wearing a suit and like tell, like, you know, be the dominating one.
I'm gonna have to Google this.
And I'm just like,
not Google, but
there's a couple other guys.
I almost listen to all my porns on mute.
No,
they're so bad. Acting is
porn, do you
so
watch?
Bad. A lot of girl on girl or guy on girl.
Like, what site do you go to?
Pornhub.
Yeah. Hmm.
Pornhub's my jam.
I just stick to what I know.
But it's so bad. It's like, oh, I didn't see you there.
Yeah, that the acting really does take me out of it.
So bad. Yeah,
like I mute it for my own.
Sometimes I like the moaning,
another one you want
but...
is Ramon Nomar.
Ramon, what?
Ramon.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone
Nomar. N O M A R. He is hot.
I'm Googling.
And he is real good. I love him.
Why don't we just all start watching porn right now?
All right. Well, how about we end the podcast and we can do that?
I hope to say, let's wrap this up.
Yeah, let's wrap it up because we're getting a little heated.
Anyway, we're going to watch porn now.
Alrighty, my loves.
Hope to see you all at Pain in the Grass tomorrow.
I am quite interested to hear about you guys' worst day ever.
Ooh, yes.
Worst week ever.
And best porn site.
Or who's your favorite porn actors?
I'm
and
interested
actresses.
To hear that too.
And like weird breakups. Let us know. Just message us. We got Facebook. We got Twitter. We got
the
IG. Double
tap. You can send us a text or leave us a voicemail. We'll play it.
All that jazz.
You can just guide your voice. That's cool.
Us hoes.
Alrighty, my loves. Have a great weekend.
All right, bye.
Bye. Bye.